Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers radio show. Now, this is a call-in show where you can call in and get the answers to your most pressing questions. Now, the first Thursday of every month, I'm going to answer your questions, and it's all going to be about names. And then the rest of the month, I'm going to feature various guests, a lot of wonderful people I've met over the years, and they are just experts in their own field. Everything from lawyers to astrologers and everything in between that you can call in and get your answers. Because some of these friends of mine, they get like $450 an hour or $500 an hour, which could be out of most people's range. All right. But why not call in and get their expert advice when you can, absolutely for free, because they're absolutely awesome. Now, not everybody I'm having on the show is that expensive. A lot are what I want to call more reasonable or down where it's more approachable. But I want to give you an opportunity every Thursday to get your answers. And that's why I named this show, Know the Name, Know the Answers. But the first Thursday of every month, just like this one is, it's just going to be names because I love names. Okay? So I see that Candace has already called in. I would love to talk with you, Candace. What's your question?
Hi. I would just like to know what you see in my name.
Okay, well, I see lots of things. For an example, one of the things I see is on health. You've got to really watch your knees and always be careful of your knees because that seems to be the weakest link in your health. It says that you are here to learn how to be in charge. Don't let other people be in charge of you, but to learn how to be in charge because that's how you grow and that's how you develop. You actually work really, really hard. But at the end of the day, it's like all of a sudden your battery just stops and it's like you then become the best couch potato out there. Okay. A little bit oversensitive to criticism. You know, that's something that you came to learn how to stand up for it, even if you have to pretend you're somebody else at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're answering to stand up. Now, is Lord your married name or your maiden name?
Yes, married name.
Married. So when you got married, you changed who you were bringing into you because the last name always represents who you're bringing to you. And what happened was you started bringing to you people that have shorter tempers. It's easier for them to get frustrated, aggravated, mad, upset, whatever. And so you gave yourself an extra lesson, and that was how to deal with other people's tempers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that came with that last name, by the way.
Okay.
It's just one of the things you gifted yourself with when you took on that last name.
Uh-huh.
So there's answers in your name. And so the answer to that one is when somebody gets upset or gets out of control or whatever, I would simply say to them and say, okay, obviously you're upset about something. Let me make sure I'm hearing you correctly. And then repeat back what they're saying. And if they go, no, that's it, not it. You go, okay, give it to me again. And then you keep doing it. You keep repeating back until they say, yeah, you've got it. And then say, I want to really think about this because I need time to think and process. And I want to make sure that we're still communicating clearly. So give me 24 hours. And then the following day, make sure you come back to them. But by then, they're calm. They'll be reasonable again. And a lot of it will have dissipated. And as long as you always bring it back up and say, okay, I've thought about it. Now we can discuss this. They're cool. And you'll realize that the discussion's like 2 to 3 minutes and it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
But with that combination and the last name, if you go to discuss it with them when they're in the midst of it, other than just trying to make sure you've heard them and so that they know that they've been heard by you, you'll have blow up on your hands.
I wish I could have talked to you a few days ago.
You know, oh, I'll tell you. But you know, until we get something, the universe gives us tons of practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're a fabulous person. I'm looking at your name. You've got a good heart. You mean well. You want the world to be a better place. You know, you're a good person. So I'm delighted you called in. And
well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I can be the first one to tell you, I'm running a special for everybody who listens to my show. And if they want a reading, you know, where you can go online and you can book yourself, if in the memo you say, if down there, if you say, and I heard you on the radio, I heard you on your own show, Then I will give you my latest book free along with the disc of your reading.
Okay. Okay,
Cool,
great.
huh? Anyway, Candace, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep. We're going to go to Pauline next. And Pauline's on line three.
Hi, Sharon. Congratulations on your own show.
Thank you. And my name is
I gave
so
a name.
Difficult.
That is my real name. It's like whatever's on my birth certificate. It's like a false last name. I don't know if you know about Chinese people. They had something with the name. So I want to know, based on that name, because I have a married name, which he's deceased. So I'm going to hopefully legally change it all. And I think this is the best name for me. So I'm hoping that I had given the person a Sito. So when I looked at all the vowels are in that name, in my Pauline Sito. I like that better, that I have a balance. I think that's why I want to change it to this.
Well, with this new last name or your old last name going back to it,
right.
Pauline, what happens is it says people are going to remember me. They're going to be able to just remember me, period. It doesn't matter whether I talk with them 5 minutes, I talk with them 10 minutes, I talk with them 17 days. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to remember you. Okay?
Okay.
And so what you're going to have to really think about when you go back to that name is, what do I want to be remembered for? You know, do I want to be remembered for being short with them? Do I want to be remembered for being generous with them? How do I want to be remembered? And think about it, like if you're, what was that television show? You know, I haven't had a TV for 29 years, so I'm grasping here.
I used to be a healer, but I've been working on my ascension, so I'm not interested in helping people do that or just helping them maybe get to their path, not to my path.
Hey, you could say hello to somebody, Pauline, you could say hello to somebody in a grocery store, have a two-minute conversation with them, and they will remember you.
They remember me. Yeah, they do. I'm so weird. I'm so
weird. No, it's in your name. They can't
Can you
help
tell
it.
Me if that name, if that's like I heard you tell somebody in another show about their soul's purpose or their destiny by my name. That's basically what you're just telling me, right? That
no, I'm
I'll
just saying
remembered.
That you're going to be remembered. Okay, but your soul purpose. Hold on, let me give just a second here. You know, you're very generous and very independent, very organized. But I'm looking at this. Okay,
not lately.
So.
Well, with all the other names that I had, that's why it was like the false name and then the married name on top of it. So I think I should strip myself. But this name, the last name I gave you, it's really my parents gave it to me as my all of us as our middle names. So that's why it's still in me. It's
yeah,
part
and
of
it
me,
is.
And
nobody
if it's knows
part
it.
Of your birth certificate, it's definitely there. So what your overriding thing is how are you going to use your power of influence? That's what you came to learn. That's what you came to do.
Okay.
How are you going to use your power of influence? What are you going to use it for? Are you going to use it in religion? You're going to use it in healing? Are you going to use it in politics? It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is it does matter how you use your power of influence. And if you're letting it go to waste, then you're not doing what you came to do.
I don't know if I can ask this little extra question. About a relationship coming or somebody I actually want to get back together with, but he keeps pushing me away. And it's just the name might make a difference.
What's his first name?
His legal name is Richard Carl Geib, G-E-I-B. But he goes by Rich.
Okay, so I'm going to be really honest, okay?
Uh-huh.
You've got it in your name that you could meet somebody this year that would want you back just as much as you want them. And it actually starts, it looks like you've got a good May, I would get out there, but it really looks to me like August is your month.
Okay.
And I look at this man and his name with your name, and you'd have conflicts.
That's what I had a feeling.
You would have
it's
conflicts.
It's never the right time. Every time we've gotten together, it was just for a little bit, and it just keeps pushing me away, and I don't know.
Well,
it's really frustrating.
It's better because he's feeling it. Because if you guys got together with anything, as a friend, he's great, okay?
Yes, as
but
a friend,
as a lover
a
and to live with, I see you guys would be fighting all the time. You've got too many of these conflicting, you know, combinations in your names. And
thank
so
you. Now I can finally let go. I keep trying to hold on to this and I'm like, okay.
No, and this is your year.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this is a perfect year and I'm like, should I just finally let go and that's it?
Yeah.
Thank
let
you.
Go,
that helps
let
a lot.
Go. Start getting used to getting out there. I think some of April, but a lot of May is just to get you out there and get you used to getting out there and flirting a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you get that down, I think August is your month or right around there. I think it's this
year. I can't find your website so we can do the reading.
Know the name.
Okay. Thank you.
It's easy. Thanks for calling in, Pauline.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm going to Amy next. Miss Amy that follows me everywhere. I love you. What can I do for you?
Sharon, you're amazing. I'm so glad I got your books. Now I got to really dig into them more. You're really wonderful.
Oh, bless your heart. You can call in anytime. Okay,
thank you.
All you guys that are having a hard time pronouncing my name, think of my Sharona, and then drop the A and it's Sharon.
Sharon.
Yes, it's spelled like Sharon, but there's an accent on the O, and that accent is there to remind you that it's said differently, so it's Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay, Amy, what question can I answer for you?
Okay, I am in the midst of a life, new purpose and meaning I love metaphysics. I love food and nutrition. And I do energy work. Energy medicine is what I really like to be called. But now my body, I filed for Social Security disability. And I got a letter today that they're going to make a decision in 60 days. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to do it, but that's what I need. My body's really screaming for recovery.
Did you turn in doctor's notes with it?
Pardon me?
Did you turn in doctor's notes with it?
Yeah, I did. As a chiropractor in the medical report they received, it was very favorable, but they are saying I could still use my body. But, you know, it's very limited.
Yeah.
It's repetition.
What I'm seeing in your name for this year, it's almost like you're a year early in asking. Could be 2 years early in asking. You know, I'm not sure that's going to come through for you this year. From looking at your name. And that's why I'm asking if you turn in doctor's notes, because that's got to help sway it. Because it looks like you're almost like 2 years off. And so can I give you another idea that you could do in the meantime?
Absolutely. I love it.
Create a class online with all your knowledge where then people can pay you by the week to get the next class and make it so reasonable that every time they can pay you for the next little segment. And I want to say a segment is 15, 20 minutes max. What can you teach? Videotape yourself. Somebody can pay you for just that segment. Okay. And then they're going to love it because you're so darn likable in your name. They're going to love it. And then they'll want the next segment because you're going to give them information. You're going to be teaching them. And each time is going to be cheap. And so they can afford to keep going with you. And so you're going to think of volume, not, I've got to make it all from one person, but instead, here's my volume. And if you do all of those tapes and you put it on a program like Aweber, where they can just go in and pay for one and then pay for the next one and they can get it and you don't have to do anything once you've set it up, then you can help all kinds of people from all around everywhere. Your knowledge is incredible and you just keep creating and yet your online marketing and everything does it for you.
Great. I love it.
Okay.
Am I allowed?
And I was just going to say,
ahead.
Email me if you need to know names of people that can help you get that done.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're amazing. You're amazing. Thank you
now,
so much. We are so lucky to have you. Thank you.
You know what? We're lucky to have everybody. You know, God does not make mistakes. Everybody on this planet, if you could read everybody's names, you'd go, wow, they came to do this and that one came to do that. And we are so remarkable when we look at our names. You know, I just wish everybody could see each other that way and really know nameology because you'd fall in love with everybody. You'd go, oh, wow, look what this one can do. Oh, wow, look what
that
one's here
for. It's so exciting. We're also a bunch of, you know, wonderful people in this crazy world doing our best. I love it. And you are just amazing. Congratulations. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Amy. Like I said, email me. I'll be glad to help you with what you need. At least I can point you in the right direction to who's got those skills and talents that can help, that's reasonable.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone, enjoy. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great evening, Amy. All right, Anna, it's your turn. You're up.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to get an overall with my name and to see kind of what you see for me for the year coming.
Okay. Well, what's really interesting about your name is that it's a palindrome. Your first name's a palindrome. Do you know what I mean by that? It's the same forward as it is backwards. Doesn't matter which way you read it. It's A-N-N-A.
Yes,
so it reads the same.
Uh-huh.
So any name that's a palindrome, okay, any name that's a palindrome means that you can see things from 360 degrees. Which also means because you can see everybody's different viewpoint and where they're coming from and you can understand it, it's really hard for you to make up your own mind. Because it's like, well, I get this one and I get that part and I get this part over here. And then it's like, where do you want to take a stand? Because you see things from 360 degrees. Okay. So it's a gift, but it's almost a curse. Because like,
I get you.
I don't see things from 360 degrees. My name's not like that. So it's really easy for me to go, oh, look, and make a decision because I only get to see a corner of the pie, you know?
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
But you get to see the whole pie, so it makes it harder. Okay. So what your name says to me is that you came in to be as spiritual as you possibly could. And do you do anything with Buddhism? Do you know anything about Buddhism?
I'm a spiritual person. I do pretty much, you know, I'm not religious. I guess you could say I fall kind of into the Buddhism type of viewpoint.
Because Buddhism is a process. It's not a religion. Okay.
Yes,
I think a lot of people think it's a religion, but it's a process. And your, the reason I'm asking is because your name says that's your process. Okay.
That my name.
Your name says that's the process. That's what you came to learn was that process.
Okay.
Interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, there are so many religions out there, okay? And but that one's yours, and that's your process. Okay. And it literally says that you are to take that process and light up yourself and the world with all the people around you with that process. It's like when you get that process down, you're going to glow. And that's what it's saying. And you came to make the world a better place by sharing that process, by turning that mystique of that process or the complications of that process and making a simple version and saying, oh, here, look, you can just do this and sharing it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it says you've come to share spirituality. You came to make the world a better place. You came to light it up. You're a very old, 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 old soul by your name. Okay.
Yes.
And so you came to help the rest of us.
Okay.
Okay. And the big thing, the trap that's in your name, the Achilles tendon, you know, I always think, oh, watch out for this one, right? The trap is to trust anybody else that they know more than you do.
I'm sorry, trust you everybody. Can, I'm sorry?
Yeah, don't fall into the trap of trusting anybody that they actually know more than you do. In other words, even me, okay, take what I have to say, see what feels right, take that part, dump out the rest. Take what somebody else has to say, see what feels right. Look at us as just open books, and you're reading this book and that book and that book and that book, and then you're going to mush them all together and say, what part of this resonates with me? That's where I'm headed.
Yes, it's exactly what I do. I do like that with everything.
Which is wonderful because that's what your name says. That's how you stay healthy, first of all. You'll have really good health for a really, really long time if you keep doing that. And it says that way, too, when you're doing that, in the process, you're going to learn to stand up for yourself. You stand up for other people beautifully, but you're going to learn to stand up for you. You're going to learn to give and share that which you came to give and share that you don't have to change, right?
I see.
And you're going to have other people around you saying, ah, Anna, I want to be like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then share, right? And you'll just know the right thing to say to the right person. And isn't that cool?
Exactly.
Okay. So this year,
makes
your finances are up and down. Okay.
And now, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry? No, I was just wondering. And career. I'm sorry?
Okay. You asked earlier what this year looked like for you. I'm just concerned because it looks like finances are going to be up and down. So be really conservative this year.
Mm-hmm. Finances are going to be the issue?
It's going to be up and down. It's going to be inconsistent.
Okay.
And inconsistency in finances, it looks like really bothers you.
Okay.
So if you are just conservative this year, that'll help you get through the year. Like I told myself, for an example, the month of April, I am only spending money. I'm spending money on the charities that I always support because they shouldn't do without just because I want to do an experiment, right? But other than that, and groceries and the regular bills that I have on the house, I am not spending any money. I normally love books and I'm a readaholic, you know, but I'm not buying any books to read. I quilt and I'm not buying any more fabric. I mean, I'm not buying anything other than the absolute essentials. And I ask myself, when something comes in the mail, did I want this yesterday? No, then I don't need it today. And out it goes, you know. But
yes, makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not okay. Literally, my challenge for the month of April is not to spend money on anything. Okay. Now, there's some things I really want to do. I've put them aside. I've already said in May I'm doing that, but not in April.
Okay.
So it's almost like in your name, you've got to give yourself those kind of challenges also.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. And that if you do that, you'll end up having a great year.
Okay. And so you think next year will be just, and then next year will be a better year?
I think so. I think it goes up, but I think your real years, it's like you're building up and every year gets a little better than the rest, but I think you really come into your glory in 2024. And 24. It may sound like it's a long way away, but time goes fast.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Sharon.
You're welcome, Anna. You have a great evening. Next up is Marie.
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi. I'm so nice to talk to you, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is my pleasure.
Know. Oh, great. So I'm just kind of asking about job, finances, and living situations.
Okay. Well, is your last name that I have here, is that a married name or a maiden name?
That is a married name.
Okay. Do you know that when you got married, all of a sudden you were expected to be perfect?
No.
You were expected to be perfect. Like you were expected to up your game. And how you coped with that is you self-sacrifice for the good of everybody around you. If it helps, if it'll keep peace, you're the one that's doing without. Okay. You're the one that's holding the glue together in your family. You're the one that does the most work. You're the one that sacrifices, even though you're independent. And your biggest challenge in your name is not to let other people take advantage of you and manipulate you.
Yes.
Okay. Now you have got, and this is for every Marie out there, guys. Now the last name makes a huge difference, but Marie is the most sacrificial name that exists that I've seen. Okay. These are the people that always put they put God first, they put everybody else second, they put themselves last. Okay. And so you're so good at self-sacrificing and saying, well, I'm strong, I can do without, let me help this one, let me help that one. It's okay. I can help work and get your work done. And then at the end of the day, your work still needs to be done because you spent your day helping everybody else get their work done. They get to go home on time, but you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
And so your biggest thing in your name is stop self-sacrificing. Make yourself equal with everybody else. I always say none of us are better than, but none of us are less than. Okay? Make yourself equal. Don't sacrifice to your own where now you're the one that's doing without. Right? And my other suggestion would be if somebody's not willing to give back, then honestly, they don't deserve your sacrifice. Okay. So for an example, let's say somebody comes up to you and they said, Marie, I need help with ABC. Then you can look at them and say, I'll be happy to help you with ABC once I finish XYZ. And then see what they say next. If they say, well, let me help you with XYZ, then they're saying, I'm willing to give back. It's you that I need, not anybody else. It's your knowledge. And they're not trying to take advantage of you. And then you can say, okay, I'll get to you, you know, like I'll see you in a half hour or something. Or you can say, hey, if you could do this for me, I'll get to you that much faster. It's up to you if you want help or not. However, if somebody comes up, but that's a good person to help. But if somebody comes up to you and says, you know, Marie, I'd like your help with ABC. And you say, I'd love to help you with ABC, because you would, once I finish XYZ. And they go, oh, okay. Then at the end of the day, and they say, hey, how come you didn't come by? You shrug your shoulders and you go, I never finished with XYZ. because that's the person who's looking for anybody to do their work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Interesting.
And why should you say, yes, I'll self-sacrifice when that person's not willing to do their own work?
Right.
Okay?
So yes, thank you.
That's your biggest lesson is make yourself equal with everybody else.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And then in your last name, it tells me you brought around some tough cookies so that you could really practice this and see how they react and so that you get used to standing up for you and following through so that you get really strong. Okay.
I feel like I've already been through there.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you.
Okay. Great. You have thank a blessed
you.
Night.
Uh-huh. Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Marie. Christine, you're on the line.
Hello, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm always doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I heard you on Coast to Coast, and I was just fascinated by your gift, and I was just wanting to know what you've seen in my name and maybe what is going you see for me this year.
Okay. So let me tell you, first of all, okay? Namology Science, just because I like to be so transparent. Yes, I created it. And if you could analyze my name, once you knew Namology Science, you'd see why. Okay. However, it's something that everybody can do. Okay. So I look at gifts, like if somebody's psychic and they're really good or they're a medium or something, I think now that's a gift. Or if somebody's really good with their hands. Okay. Like if they could paint or surgeons, you know, whatever, I think of that as a gift. I was an excellent math teacher. I think of that as a gift. But this, I just think of anybody can do it. And my students that once they start and they stay with it and they practice, they get faster and faster. And by 3 years, they're just as fast as I am. Okay?
Okay.
So, so in your name, Christine, you have a tendency to do everything the hard way. Okay. Now let me tell you why you do it that way. Okay. And you may argue with me and say, I'm not doing it the hard way, but I'm going to say, well, you're probably doing it harder than the way I picked to do it. And a lot of other people would choose to do it, but you have a reason in your name to do that. Okay. And that is it helps your memory. When something happens and it goes so easy and so quick, then the next time that same thing comes around, you look at it and you go, how did I do that last time? I just know it was really fast and really easy. And then you spend so much time trying to remember how you did it that you could have already gotten the thing done already. Okay? So to help that memory when things are too easy, to help that memory, you make it a little bit harder than it has to be. So then when it comes back around again, you go, oh, I remember that one because this part gave me a problem. And that way you remember how you did it and you correct the piece that gave you a problem and you try something else for that part. Okay? You are really good as a leader. You can take charge. You can work people through emergencies. You know what's going on. You've got to watch being stubborn. Be persistent, but watch that it doesn't turn into stubbornness. But your biggest challenge, and you've got family around you that you're learning from. You learn from other people. You get your lessons from other people. Your biggest challenge in your name is that everybody around you doesn't always tell you the truth. Have you noticed mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's coming in that last name, because when I talk about people around you, it's always coming from that last name. And you've got liars galore in your last name.
Okay.
Okay. So I would double check everything everybody told you. Until they've got such a track record with you that you know that this one's an honest one. And also check for lies by omission, because if they don't tell you everything, but the part they told you was true, but they don't tell you everything, so you go away with the wrong concept, that's on them also. Okay? And that's your biggest challenge. I think this year is going to be an up and down year. Okay? It's got some really high highs and it's got some really low lows. And it's all because it's about people this year for you. It's about relationships. It's about, it's about how well you're getting along with everybody. Okay? And it's about some long-term relationships could be breaking up. It's your relationships are under scrutiny. Which ones do you want to keep? Which ones are good to go away? Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what... Really focus on that. And if somebody just attacks you kind of thing, whatever, they say something, you go, what happened? You know, that person's never said anything like that to me before. you may just want to stand back and not respond, and about a month later call them up and say, okay, you feeling any better now? Because if you respond, you're going to give fuel to the fire.
Right.
Okay. And this is your year to just look at your relationships and really which ones you want to keep. Because I think some people are leaving your life to make room for a higher group or the next group that's going to come in and be with you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
It's a good thing. I always think it's a good thing. You know, because
sometimes
you outgrow some people or you still love them, but you have less time and they have less time. And it's okay.
Right.
You know, so it's, I always look at that as it's okay. It's like cleaning house. You know, you clean out a cupboard and then you pass along some things and you put the cupboard back and it just looks nicer. So it's the same thing
right.
with relationships, not to take anything personally, not this year for you. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay. I think it's time for our break. It's a very short break. Very, very short break. And then we will be right back. And when we come back, I think I've got Therese next on the line, or Teresa, depending on how you pronounce it. All right, stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name comes capable of our true lessons. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology Science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters in our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Trump tells us how to determine the arrangement of the letters as outlined in the book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Jerome Lindblad created Nemology Science after 18 years of research advancing secret theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Jerome's new teachings as she shares her assistance at learning his book on your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. And if you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like your career, your relationships, and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Okay, that lets me know that I need to get Don a cleaner file of that, and so because that was hard to understand. Anyway, it just basically says that I've created Nemology Science, and you can find out more at knowthename.com. And again, for everybody that's listening to this show, when you go in and decide that you want a reading, whether it's a half hour, an hour, or an hour and a half, and you put down, heard you on your own radio show down there in the notes, I will be glad to send you my third book that came out this January, absolutely free, along with the disc of your reading. Okay, Therese, is it Therese or Teresa that's on the line?
It's Therese. There was two saints, St. Teresa of Lisieux and St. Teresa of Avila. So I was named after St. Therese.
How lucky are you? And it looked like Therese, but then I thought, I don't know. I mean, my name looks like Sharon and it's Sharon. So I was like, I better check. Therese, how can I help you?
Well, I have a question. I noticed with astrological readings, it's basically a roadmap from your past lives.
Uh-huh.
But because we have the power, the free will to change anything, we're not destined to follow that roadmap, though most of us do. So the same with the name. I'm curious. You have this name, but if you're working through life and working through connecting with your divine self, you're changing your frequency. You're changing so you're not bound, I know, astrologically. So I'm curious how that affects the name. Because if the name has certain, like you're reading, I'm hearing you read to people. But if you move through your own free will and pass all those old records, how is the name having the same frequency? How does that still, how is that?
Okay, so I love this question. Thank you for asking it, Therese. So what happens is I can often get the same or you know, same type of information out of a name that somebody can get from an astrological chart. Okay, I can get the yearly overviews and the monthly overviews, but astrology can put it down to the day. I'm not able to do that yet. I haven't figured out how to do that one yet. Okay? So on overriding it with astrology, you want to rise above your astrology. Okay? With your name, right. it literally gives you why you're here. The seven lessons that you came to learn. It gives you how you go about things. It gives you the answers to some of the problems that are going to come in. Okay? So it gives you all that information. And it says, here are the methodologies. Here's some solutions to your problems. But you can do the solutions any way you want to. But isn't it nice to know I came to learn these seven things? Now, how I go about learning those seven things is totally up to free will, okay? And there's such a range. There's so much information in a name. I have literally talked on somebody's name for 2 hours, okay, with stuff I'm seeing. Uh-huh. There's so much information in a name. And so that's why I always say, ask me questions so I know where I'm focusing, okay? But in the first half hour that anybody has with me, I always go over, why are you here? What's your seven lessons that you came to learn? And then it's in the name how you planned to learn these things. And so I share that also. But then you can say, okay, so let's say my name says I have to get from LA to New York. And it says I was going to hitchhike. Well, I may get tired of hitchhiking and thinking this is taking too long. And then I may do something where I can get the money to get on a bus. And then I may say that the bus is making too many pit stops. I may get on a train. You know, I eventually may figure out how to get on an airplane and get there really fast. Okay. But as long as you're checking off, hey, I got to New York. That was one out of my seven. You know, I mean, it's not quite that simple, but you get the idea. Right?
Right.
So the when I get there and how I get there is literally up to you. And it's up to all of us. But we gave ourselves guidelines. And that's what I can read in the name. Okay. But then you have this free will that says, I know what I have to do because I happen to believe that it's in that name so that spirit pushes you in that direction. Okay. And then you're going to go about doing your very best to learn those seven things. But how you learn it, whether you're willing to accept direction and help from others to make it easier. Like, for an example, I'm a voracious reader. But people whose first vowel in their first name is an A are usually your voracious readers. Not all of them, but the vast majority of them. Okay? And I was, even as a kid, I used to read biographies. All the way through elementary school, I was reading every biography I could get my hands on. I read at least a book a week.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. I have almost my whole life. At least a book a week. And so I read biographies because my idea was, okay, these are all great people or they wouldn't have a biography that anybody wants to read. Okay. And then I'm going to read about what mistakes they made and what they learned from those mistakes. So I'm not going to make those mistakes in my life. I'll make different mistakes. Okay. Hmm. I mean, that was my philosophy as a kid. All right.
Wow.
It's the same thing as when you look at your name and I can give you information all about why you're here. Then you can decide, hey, am I going to make these mistakes that could be made with my name? Or am I going to get help and learn from others so that I can get my lessons done and get on to living like what I want to call a karma-free life, you know? But you always have choices.
Okay.
Or you could say, I don't like that lesson. I'm not going to do it. And then I say, okay, over two-thirds of the world's population believes in reincarnation, and your name lets you know about your immediate past life and what you learned and what you came in with to help and what you didn't finish. All of that's in your name. And so I give all that information in that first half hour reading with me. And so then you can say, well, I want to complete this, or I'm going to postpone it till the next time, or I'll get it on the other side. You know, you have a lot of choices. Me, I want to take the airplane. You know,
okay.
I'm a math major. I always thought math people were basically lazy. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get the problem done, but I'm going to do it shorthand. I'm going to do it in as less amount of steps as possible, whatever, right? And I don't want to have to write all those long sentences. So the fact that I wrote a book, I mean, it took me 2.5 years. Each one of them did. You know,
wow.
I just think the fact that I could do it and get it done was amazing because I'm math. And I even still tutor. I tutor kids in high school that are struggling, like in pre-Cal or Trig or Algebra 2. And it's like, oh, here, there's shortcuts for that. Here, let me show you my shortcuts. You know, why do it the long way? And if you know what your name says, you don't have to do it the long way. You can get on the airplane.
Okay.
And then
I got that.
Once you've got your lessons, then it's like you graduated. Now you're out there. You can play and have fun. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it totally makes sense. So my question though is, let's say you do a reading, but this person, if you're going by the name, okay, before I ask that question, are you intuitive? Are you?
Me?
Clairvoyant, yes.
I happen to be very fortunate.
Okay.
And the answer is yes, I am.
Okay.
Because I've been a meditator ever since I was 18 I'll give away my little story, okay? However, I don't use that when I'm doing names because I only want to show what everybody can do with a name, okay? But when I was in eighth grade, I wanted to earn a Bible, which I did not have access to in my house, okay? And I wanted to read a Bible because all of my friends were always quoting from the Bible and talking about the Bible at school. So I wanted to read the Bible. And so I heard about this place that I could go, a church. We called it the Red Brick Church because there were two Presbyterian churches, and that distinguished that one. And they were giving a thing that if you memorized all these passages at the end of the school year, you know, if you came every Sunday and recited back stuff at the end of the year, you could get your Bible. So I heard about that during the first week of school. So that Sunday, I slid out of the house early, and I went to the Red Brick Church, and I went in, and I said, I heard you could earn a Bible here. Now, you know, our ignorance gets in our own way. If I would have known that the Gideon Bibles were free at the hotels, I would have gone there. But I didn't know that. So I went in and I said, I'd like to earn a Bible. And so they explained the program and how it takes 9 months. And I said, well, what if I want it faster than that? And they said, well, here is everything. And I said, fine, I'll memorize as much as I can every week. So 6 weeks later, I had my Bible. Okay. And then I said, how many pages are in this Bible? How many days left in the school year? I want to have this whole thing read for myself by the end of the school year. And I read it every single night. Well, after about 4 to 5 weeks of me reading it every night, I got this voice over my left shoulder. And it was saying, yeah, it says this, but you have to understand this part of the culture at the time. Or they left this piece out. And I literally got the voice. And I was so naive, I thought, that's why they tell you to read this book every night, because then you get the audio version.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've had that voice ever since, and that voice guided me through creating Nemology Science. And yes, I give spiritual readings also when that voice just gets to talk with you directly. But on a name reading, I don't cheat. I don't use them because that would be cheating and not showing you what everybody can do and find out with names. Okay?
Okay. Well, I had to ask that question because if somebody, like say you're up in your years, but yet you've moved mountains from the time you were a young person, and you're telling me my name. I'm asking is, do you have inner knowing? Because you can tell me my name, but I'd know that I've climbed mountains already.
So yeah, you would know that.
To know if I
you would know that. I wouldn't from a name. I can give you the information, and as I'm giving it to you, you could be saying, check, I've done that, check, I've done that, check, I've done that.
Okay.
Okay? You do your own progress checking. I don't give a report card.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No. That's what I was wondering, how that worked. That's basically what I was wondering before I did a reading. I wanted to know this information.
Yeah. You evaluate yourself. I don't do any evaluation. I just share information. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Therese. Thanks
okay,
for calling me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Sam, you're next.
That.
How can I be of service for you?
Could you compare the spelling of my full name would be C-E-M-E-O-N versus S-E-M-E-O-N?
C-E-M-E-O-N versus S?
Mm-hmm.
S-E-M-E-O-N?
Correct.
You just want those two. In other words, it's the same, only one's a C and one's an S.
Right, yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is this would this name be a first, middle, or last name?
First.
Okay. In the first, what the real difference is going to be, it's going to say you bury your emotions. In the second one that starts with an S, it's going to say that you know how to fully express your emotions in an appropriate way because you're smart. In the first one, it's going to say that you want to control not only you, but everybody around you to some extent or another. Okay? It's going to say that. In the C, you're going to end up being more controlling. With the S, you're going to not be controlling because it's only about you. It's only about how much you're learning and how you're growing. Where the C, okay, with the S, you're coming through from trust. And with the C in this particular spelling, you're coming out from fear. You're making decisions from fear versus decisions in trust. So if you got to choose, if I was making the choice for you, I would choose the S because it's easier to get the same lessons.
Right.
Does that help?
Absolutely, yes. And all right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. There is an email in, and Janice, I'm coming to you next right after I answer this one from this email because he's been patiently waiting since the very start of the program. And that is, he's adopted, and his birth name is so different than his adopted name. And I want to say he's incredibly fortunate. Now, Robert is the name he's going by now, or Bobby. And Bobby, you are incredibly fortunate that you even know your birth name, because that birth name is what lays out your plan. And if I only have an adopted name, it's a lot harder. I can figure it out, but it takes a lot more work. And so what happens is, in the birth name is literally, this is your plan for your life. And that's where I get it from. However, in the name you are going by, if it's an adopted name, so you have a brand new name, or it's a nickname that you're going by anytime, or you change your name of your own volition later on, or you change even the last name when you get married, the new name says, how am I going about my lessons, but my lessons don't change. That is sitting there in that birth name. And the lessons that you came to learn don't change. It's kind of like saying, you came to learn through algebra and geometry. And so it doesn't matter what school you go to. It doesn't matter what country you're in. You still have to learn algebra and geometry. Okay? And I will just tell you that if you're in different countries, the algorithms they use are sometimes different, because I've taught in four different countries. And so the algorithms can be different. You still end up with knowing algebra and geometry. Okay? So that's what changes, Bobby, when you've got a birth name and then you go to an adopted. And what's always fascinating to me is what I've noticed over the years in doing thousands and thousands of names is that very often the adopted name will give you the really close to the same life path as the birth name. Okay? So thanks, Bobby. I know you're going to be listening to this later because you're working. Okay, Janice, you're up.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
I'm just basically, I heard you on Beyond Reality Radio when you were on there, and uh-huh. So I've just been kind of following you since then, and kind of, I read that, or started reading that one book that you had free online and stuff, and just really found it interesting, and just kind of dissected my name at that time. But I just wanted to know what's in store for me in 2019, and if I'm on the right path right now. And also, I am a Reiki practitioner, and actually going on to level 2 and practicing that. So, and also,
okay. So Janice, in your name, there is no way you could get off path. There is no way. Your name would not allow you to get off path. So isn't that a nice thought?
Oh,
it doesn't matter what path you on, you're going to be on the right path for you, because your name is so directed. It won't let you get on the wrong path. Now, it may look like a detour because you went aside someplace to pull up some other information before you came back to this other path, but it's not, but it was a planned detour. Okay. It's not off path. Okay.
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 Awesome.
So you're about making the world a better place. Are you starting something brand new this year? It looks to me like you're starting something brand new, or you're using something old in a brand new way. Like, are you starting a new business? Are you getting yourself out there advertising differently? It looks like you're starting something new, and that it starts new and slow this year.
Okay.
And that in the summer you get this aha. Okay.
Yeah.
And, July might be tough, but you're going to do something in June, and by September you're rocking and rolling, and it's like you're going to be going whatever this new thing is, or using old things in a new way. Like maybe you're using Reiki in a new way, or you're getting it out there in a new way, or I don't know. It could be anything. It could be business. It's anything. But it's almost like you're building your own business from scratch, and it takes off a little slowly this year. You start rocking and rolling by September, and it grows again in 2020. And by 2021, you're secure in it.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So take your risks. You're a cautious person. You know, you like guarantees before you go forward. That's according to your name. Okay. So cautiously go forward, but definitely go forward, because this is your building time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, and just know though, it's like a 2-year ramp getting up before you get to skate and then go forward.
And then I should be kind of where I want to be then in 2021, then, by the sounds of it.
By 2021.
I've been in healthcare for many, many years, and I made a decision to leave my position this last June, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always wanted
too.
To just basically, I wanted to go. I was tired of working for someone else and running under their hours and everything. And I just said, I want to go out on my own. I want to be my own boss.
So that's exactly where I'm
a Reiki practitioner level one, but I'm actually at the end of the month going to level two. And want to see where that's going to take me and stuff. So,
can I also make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Get with a shaman. I know quite a few. The one I absolutely adore is Bernard Morin out of Canada. But there's others that are wonderful also. Okay. So, and I'll have Bernard on one of these days where you can all call in and ask him questions. He's incredible. But
in Canada.
If you email me, I will give you that information. Okay.
Awesome.
And I would study some shamanism along with what else you're doing. And I think that between your nurse and your Reiki and some shamanism, you're going to have that trifold, that trivector, as we call it in math, and it'll help you go forward. Okay.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Melissa, you've got to ask something so fast because I've only got like a minute and a half less. What can I do for you?
You tell me whatever you want to say. I'm ready.
Okay. Bless your heart. You know what? You have the biggest heart, and you so know how to love all the people around you, and you know everything about the people around you because you have such a big heart. I want to say celebrate you, sweetheart, and take care of you also. Be just as kind to you as you are to everybody else. Okay?
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Everybody, this is Know the Name, Know the Answers. Next week, I am having Phil Bolstra on with me. He has met the most incredible people and written one of my favorite books. I bought 20 of them and then ended up buying another 20 later on to give away as gifts. He is a remarkable philosopher. I can't wait for you guys to call in and get your answers from him. Phil Bolstra is going to be on with me next Thursday. Thank you so very much for calling in and listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.